call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Governor Pat Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bates.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Dotson. Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Weisner. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. We've heard from both Director Weisner and Director Dotson that they are, we hesitate to say, caught in traffic. We're afraid it's a crash on 88 this morning that slowed them down. So they will be here, but we do have a quorum. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Is there anybody who would hear who would like to make public comment? I haven't seen a written request. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Well, then I'll move to the chair's remarks. I appreciate a motion for approval of the board and minutes in the executive session minutes held on July 25th of 2013, please.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Anybody want to abstain or recuse himself? No? Okay, thank you very much. Now I'd like to turn to the committee reports. We had actually meetings of all four of our standing committees of the board, and I'd just like to single out the board members for their work in between the board meetings. These committee meetings are very meaty. A lot goes on, and I appreciate everybody's ability to arrange their schedules to be able to be here. I understand some people are on vacation, but we have, I thought, some very good and productive and substantive meetings. Thank you to the chairs who do the extra preparation work, and always to the tollway management staff who prepare the materials that permit the committee meetings to function as well as they do. So let's start with the finance administration operations, please.
The FAO committee met on August 21st. Finance presented the second quarter financial review, which will also be presented in detail for the full board today. Revenue was above estimates by $3.7 million. Operating costs were lower, about $6.6 million less than estimated, but I'll let Milo steal Mike's thunder. He's going to present here shortly.
And it will be a passion present.
That's right. Yes. Finance also requested approval of the annual actuarial review completed for the workers' comp program. The actuary has recommended a $2.6 million increase in reserves for prior year claims, as well as a funding level of $8.17 million for the claim year that began on May 1st, 2013. Finance had indicated that the amounts can be accommodated within the budget. It's about $10 million in total. Medical costs continue to trend upwards. Claims continue to trend upwards. And so the actuaries have made a recommendation for us to increase those reserves. Secondly, procurement presented seven items which were approved by the committee. A few items to highlight are an order against the CMS master contract to procure rock salt. The average price per ton is about $53.84, represents, I think John said, about a 10% decrease from last year. Also, there was an award of the tollway's annual fuel requirements, and we also had an award to purchase two plug and hybrid sedans, and the director of engineering, Paul, is evaluating those within the fleet and also is committed to reducing the fuel consumption. So it's a good start. Engineering also presented 25 items, 8 new construction contract awards, 8 new professional service contracts, 2 requests for prime minister retainage, 5 change order extra work orders, and 2 land acquisition items. Of these 25 items, 21 were placed on today's consent agenda. 4 Paul will go into more detail about today and present to the board. Highlights in engineering and construction side, we had 2 major awards. One, the Lorick Construction Company for roadway and bridge construction on the Elgin O'Hare Expressway for around $25 million, and also the Cody Construction for roadway widening on the Elgin O'Hare Expressway for approximately $16 million. Wanted to highlight those two. Also, engineering had several professional service contracts. Of significance was a 2 construction management contracts with the Jane Adams, one for $14.8 million and one for $9.3 million. One was for Homer, Chastain and Associates and Thomas Engineering, and the other was awarded to Acme Environment Infrastructure and Jacobs Engineering and R.M. Chin and Associates. Legal items presented to the committee included a cooperative agreement with the Sioux Line Railroad Company. As part of the Elgin O'Hare work, Tollway will be rehabbing and widening bridge structures in Schaumburg over the railroad's company tracks, so we needed some permission from them and an easement to get in there and do the work on those bridges. We also have an intergovernmental agreement with IDOT that will establish a new 3-year contract period for Tollway to continue receiving mapping data from IDOT, and IDOT, which IDOT receives from the NAVTEC company. There is no cost to the Tollway for this data. Another intergovernmental agreement was with the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning for Lake County to furnish the 53-120 Blue Ribbon Advisory Work. The land use and transportation plan will be prepared for the 53-120 corridor. This study will focus on land use, transportation strategies, and economic issues associated with future roadway. CMAP will lead this team, take responsibility for selecting and managing the contract to perform the work. The cost for the job will be split among the parties until we pay 56% of the consultant's invoices, capped at about $500,000. As you know, Trans Systems, the other consultant we hired, is looking at the budget scope, cost estimates, and doing their financial fiduciary responsibility, financial viability of the project. Simultaneously, they're working together. Tollway staff is monitoring and oversight, providing oversight. There's another, this IGA with Village of East Hills, Hazelcrest has been postponed and moved to next month's board meeting for a review. An IGA with the Illinois Housing Development Authority in regards to Illinois 57, 294, the interchange there, the tollway, and IDA. Desire a short 3-month extension of a newly approved arrangement under which IDA would make financing alternatives available to homeowners as placed by the tollway. Eminent domain actions. The short extension to keep the financing of the facility open for relocation transactions that are not yet completed. I think we're looking at about 12 homeowners there that we provide assistance to or counsel to work with. The last one is electric line easement with ComEd. Per standard practice between the tollway and ComEd, tollway is granting an easement for ComEd to erect utility line structures to carry above ground power lines over a 4.4 mile span along the southern part of I-355. ComEd will pay the tollway a negotiated fee of $5.2 million, which was established using outside appraisers in an arm's length negotiation by the parties. Appropriate rights and protections are built in for the tollway in the unlikely event there is whatever be roadway operations that or the need for ComEd to move their structures, and it would be at their cost. That's it.
Thank you very much, Rick. Any questions on any of those? Obviously, we would take the items on the consent agenda. If you have specific questions, you can ask them then. Okay, thank you very much, Director Peterson. And I just would mention when Director Wiseman gets here, the 53-120 issue is also discussed in strategic planning, so we'll probably do that as well. Why don't we turn to customer service then?
Customer Service Committee met on August 21st. The first thing that we did was take a look at the 2-year look-back policy that we've had in enforcement. The committee gave some direction that we're having staff take a look at some options for us for revision of that policy. The priorities that have been stated are that we want a program that maintains our net recovery. We want to provide some latitude that improves customer relations and service, and also that we're focusing on changing their behavior. To that end, we're taking a look at change from two to evaluate between a 1 and 6 month time period, 3 and 2 violations before that kicks in. Staff is going to be utilizing surveys and focus groups to get customers' input and take a look at that violation behavior change issue. We looked at the updated web options, changes that are being implemented on our website that are being used for customer service purposes. Primarily, we focused on fleet customers and online truck permits for oversized and overweight truck permits, and moving forward with that. We reevaluated or continued our evaluation of the Indiana toll concession fee. After discussing the matter further, we've asked for additional information on that issue, particularly as it relates to the authority for the pass-along charge or the pass-through charge that's being made to our customers. There was also a request made by Director Dodson, quite the little go-getter on his first committee meeting, but that we're going to take a look at the tollway social media presence and kind of evaluating where we are and other potential options for that. I plan that should be in our next meeting or so. We also took a look at the violation notice timeline. We've talked about this over the course of the last year or so. Changing our current structure that's a 21-day, 14-day, 21-day notice to 30-day, 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 and some of the advantages to that. There are also discussions that we yet to be had as to changes as to the fine structures and latitude in that. That'll be coming back to the committee for further discussion before it comes back to this board. Then finally, settlement guidelines. Today on the agenda under 6.3, three, there's an item, the proposed settlement guideline changes that came out of committee. This provides some latitude to our staff to resolve some of the current outstanding issues that we have with settlement collection, specifically as it relates to issues involving local governments and to customers that fall under bankruptcy. The changes are relatively, I guess what I would deem to be common sense approach changes that allow us to do things that will expedite and allow us to collect on some of these issues that just quite honestly make sense. That passed through the committee unanimously and we'll be seeking board approval today. That's everything.
Thank you. Any questions for Director Rose? Thank you.
Let's do
the audit committee again.
Thanks, Chair. The audit committee met on August 26th. At the meeting, we had the special assistant for the auditor general as well as the external auditors, KPMG. At the meeting, KPMG presented an overview on the audit of the financial statements for the tollway, including the state compliance examination for the year ended December 31st, 2012. This audit was released on August 6, 2013. KPMG auditors stated that the Illinois Tollway Highway Authority's financial statement as of December 31, 2012 were presented fairly in all material respects. During the course of their audit, KPMG identified that there were no financial statement misstatements and there was no significant difficulties encountered in performing the audit. The audit of the tollway's financial statements were completed according to the schedule set forth in the audit plan presented to the audit committee and board of directors in December 2012. During the course of the audit, KPMG did identify 8 deficiencies related to internal control. 7 of the 8 were repeat. They have to do with still the old ERP system that we're under that we're still addressing, and 2 of the 7 were corrected late in 2012, so the sample that they had selected was prior to the corrections that we made in 2012. So really we're just getting the same findings that we're getting, and they're mostly tied to the old ERP, the current ERP system that we're using. At the meeting, we also went over the internal audit activities to date presented by our chief of internal audit. The highlights of the internal audit activities completed to date includes completion of the annual certification on the systems of internal fiscal and administrative controls, an update on the cycle audits completed, as well as the follow-up audit reviews and completed vendor audits. We also covered the audit activities that will balance out the remainder of 2013 audit year and the progress that we're completing for the annual audit plan. An update was provided on the status of our construction practice review and audit service projects with a discussion on the audit phases and progress to date. Please report.
Thank you. As a professional in this field, your overview, you're feeling comfortable with where we are?
Oh, yes. With the findings, we knew we were going to be experiencing those findings until we do put up a new ERP system. But again, there was no material misstatements in the financial statements.
That's great. So it's an excellent audit, and congratulations and thank you to everybody. Why don't we, we'll do strategic planning when Director Wisner comes and there's an appropriate break in the agenda. I have nothing additional to add, except as you all know, we do have an event scheduled at 11 o'clock with our partner State Farm and Health Truck. So we will have a hard stop at about 10:45. This morning, we may not even run that one. We do have a couple of things that we have to do in executive session, just so you know what the end point is here. Okay, Christy?
Thank you. Well, it's with a heavy heart that I actually make this next announcement. I will actually congratulate Major Joseph Perez, who is being promoted, but he's being promoted right out of the tollway after being here for such a short time. So he's leaving his post as commander of the Illinois State Police District 15, which, as you know, is the police district that works with us to keep the tollway system safe, and he's taking the position of commander for Illinois State Police Region 1, which you'll have to maybe tell the board a little bit about what Region 1 what is the geography or what's in Region 1.
And why they deserve you.
It's a big job. The Region 1 commander is responsible for all Illinois State Police operations in Northeast Illinois. So there's only 4 majors in the entire state police. So it's one of those things when the director called, they really thought about saying no, I must say I enjoyed it here. But one of those things that I could have.
Well, congratulations. That's a great honor. Can we give it a little?
Absolutely.
If I may, I'd like to add, for the benefit of the board, and I know you know this already, but the executive staff here at the hallway is beyond compared, you know, they're unsurpassed. Their professionalism and their talent here. And it goes all the way down to your staffs. I cannot say enough about Christy as well. I was welcomed here from day one with open arms, and we get on the state police the tremendous support from the hallway here and the executive board as well. To let us do our jobs. And that is not lost on a group, as they know very well, and they appreciate some of the benefits they have here being at the hallway compared to the rest of the state of Illinois. We do appreciate your support, but there's an incredible staff here, and I do leave reluctantly. And this is a very good job to have here, state police captain. So, again, thank you for your support. Thank you for welcoming me. And I will not be completely gone because the District 15 will still fall under my purview. So you may still be seeing me hanging around a little bit. If anybody needs anything from me in the future on any state police matters, please keep my contact information out more than thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I have a whole laundry list of accomplishments here for you, but I will say that the one that I'm most impressed by is the key role that you played in educating our drivers about the work zone speed limit on the Jane Addams. So you and your troopers have done a great job working with us on that and many, many other things that ultimately keep everybody on the toll road safe. So thank you very much for that, and you will be missed here for sure. So and keep our numbers. So if you see anything out there that we need to know about, we want you to call us. So you mentioned briefly the event after the board meeting, the State Farm event. But just as a reminder, we invite all of the board of directors to join us outside by the pool car garage. For those of you who don't know, it's on the in the south parking lot. We're going to be announcing the details of the new sponsorship of our help trucks. We've been working on this for some time. It's been a special project for myself and Wendy for several years, and John Donato and others. And we're finally seeing it to its fruition here, which is great. As you might recall, our agreement with Travelers Marketing provides Illinois Tollway with a 3-year sponsorship fee of $1.8 million in addition to 3 1-year renewal options. And ultimately, it's State Farm that's going to be sponsoring our help trucks. So that helps underwrite that important service for us. And really, when our drivers talk about their experiences with the tollway, one of the things that they are most positive about is their help truck experience if they ever need one. If they run out of gas or have a flat tire or otherwise need assistance, the help trucks really provide that type of service. So we're very excited to share the details about that going forward. And also, as you all know, the governor signed earlier this week some legislation allowing us to post a list of scoff laws on the website. We did that yesterday, wasted no time. 157 violators who were businesses. As you know, it's an ongoing effort. We've really been trying to focus on businesses and commercial vehicles that have racked up a lot of toll fines and violations. We posted that list yesterday, so I'm sure Shauna and her customer service team and David and his legal team may be getting some calls from people who aren't on the list yet and hopefully don't want to make it onto the list. But these are businesses that we've already taken to court, and court proceedings have been filed against them. So it's, I think, been helpful to refocus the public's attention on our efforts to really try to collect the monies that we're owed.
Could you, just because the newspaper articles, as usual, suggested people who were unaware that this was happening, could you and or Shauna just remind us, or for Director Dotson, who's new and may get questions about this, how long have these people been in the system, what's happened to them, and how could they not know?
Well, ultimately, we have violations that go back all the way to 2001. The tollway, the first step in the violation process is that the tollway itself will issue a notice. And in fact, we'll issue several notices with escalating fines. So, you know, first notice goes out when people have missed tolls, 21 days, I believe, to respond to that notice. We're now looking at extending that to 30 days. A second notice goes out, another period of time is given for them to respond. A third notice will typically go out with an escalated fine. If they didn't pay attention to the first set of fines, now they have escalated fines. And ultimately, if those don't get their attention, those companies or folks who haven't responded to those violations are turned over to collection agencies, and then they'll begin their pursuit of, you know, calling or tracking them down, sending additional letters, etc. You know, all told, I believe, you know, we estimate, what, Wendy, 9 different contacts?
Yes, 9.
With companies before we get to this point, at least. So, and then, of course, these companies that have been posted online are companies that we've actually taken to court. So there have been official court proceedings filed against them. So certainly, after all of that contact and having a case filed in court, it would be difficult to imagine that they weren't aware that there were fines. We're not interested in collecting anything we're not owed, but we think we owe it to the 98% of our customers that do pay to do everything that we can to follow up and get the dollars that are owed to us. So.
Thank you. That's helpful. I just wanted to make sure that we all had in mind that this is a very long process. There have been documented contacts with these entities all the way along the system. You looked like you wanted to add something, Sean. Any comments?
I was going to say thank you, Chair Wolf. And I did hear Kristen's soundbite this morning on the radio, and I think the most important thing that you said was what you just said, was that you owe to the 98% who are compliant. So that's good.
Thank you. So I don't think that I have
anything else. Well, then, Director Wisner, we skipped over your report. We can either do the presentation on the quarterly financial if you want to get your bearings, or we can go back and pick up your report on the Strategic Planning Committee, however you would like to do it.
Well, we can just probably take care of the report right now.
Okay,
if you wish.
Great. Thank you.
First of all, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Sorry about the traffic.
Yeah, well, that 59 widening, et cetera, is complicating things out my way. We held a strategic planning committee meeting, I believe, last Wednesday, the 21st. Rocco and Amy Lee, the new project manager on the Route 53-120 project, helped us along with our discussion. And we, the tollway is, as you probably know, undertaking a feasibility analysis to try to study further and add some refinement to the guidelines set forth by the committee, as we refer to as the BRAC and other
Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee.
There we go, Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee. And so we're trying to, you know, get a little more refinement of what are the implications of what those guidelines are, what they want to see in their project. And that, once the analysis is done, that will be examined by a newly formed finance committee that will be tasked with assessing and determining the options in terms of how the project can be financed, funded, etc. And at the end of that 18-month effort, the finance committee will advance a recommendation to the tollway board as to whether the tollway should continue to move forward or whether there are, you know, major obstacles. Staff is looking to our committee to indicate some of the concerns that we had relative to going forward and what kind of information would be needed to make those important decisions going forward as well. And so I think the critical criteria that we talked about were capital costs, but also operations and maintenance costs. Often in my work as a mayor, I see that we get really focused on initial capital costs, whereas in certain cases the long-term maintenance costs can exceed those by a large amount. So we want to look at the operations maintenance costs, the toll revenue possibilities, performance measures, and local contribution, particularly given that this is a bit of a unique in terms of the design guidelines and desires of the BRAC. Somewhat different than the typical model that we've seen in the past. So we do want to be able to, we think it is important, given that some of those desires are very localized and specific, and in many cases over and above the typical, that the local contribution element also has an important role to play. We, CMAP originally in prioritizing this particular project talked about the fact that in terms of congestion relief, it was probably number one on the charts in many ways. But also, I think we want to be able to anticipate what the economic development implications are of the project as well. And so, again, I think we realize that given the specifics of what's desired, that it may not be a typical tollway project with typical costs, but I think we also realize that Chairman Wolf raised, I think, a very good point, and some of the elements that may be desired here may, in fact, ultimately be what we consider to be best practices going forward. So the fact that they're somewhat new doesn't mean that they'll be unique going forward. So we have to give that some consideration as well. But some of the unique elements I talk about, I think we all know. One of those is we're talking about a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. So the idea, you know, being able to gauge the level of use of that, given that, the speed limit, et cetera, some of the environmental practices that we'll engage in on this particular project are over and above perhaps what we've done. I think we've always been sensitive to those needs, but these have very particular needs as well. So those are the kinds of things that need to be looked at. And again, the newly formed finance committee will have that at hand in order to make intelligent decisions in terms of whether this is a project with which we could go forward. So, any questions? I'd be happy to address.
Thank you. Just generally to step back, I think it's important that we remember that this project is unusual, and it's not part of our overall program that was funded through the toll increase. It was something that we had some money set aside to do the planning on. If I understand it right, sometime in 2015, we will get a report back. The Blue Ribbon Committee will be
shooting for 2014, end of 2014. Okay. But it could.
Yeah, okay. You know, I was doing 18 months and got myself in 2015. But. So, the Blue Ribbon Committee will re-emerge, maybe in a slightly different form, and then there will be two committees under it, right, Rocco? There will be this finance committee we've talked about, and then the standard local corridor planning committee. And we will be looking for their work, and then will come back to us. And I think, you know, this will be a very unusual process for the tollway, just in terms of particularly the financing, I think, where we're going to have probably more local involvement and outside involvement in the analysis of the financing than we would in any other typical project we do. So we're going to try to keep the board aware of what's going on so that by the time we come to a point where it really is the board's responsibility to try to sort through this, we understand the principles that underlie this project, which is part of what this, I thought the Strategic Planning Committee did a great job of discussing. I think it was really good discussion to try to figure out how does this, to the extent that it's unusual, square up with the way we've thought about the work that we've done and what kinds of decisions we have to make. Director Peterson, I know because he lives in Lake County, has also been very involved in this, and we look to him to help keep us informed on this. Thank you. Thank you, Director Peterson. Okay, back to the agenda. The presentation?
Yes, we have a presentation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're wearing your red tie.
I'm ready.
Your camera-ready red tie. So, the Finance Committee, we gave a, I think, pretty comprehensive overview, as we always do every quarter. We do a quarterly financial review just to see where we're at. Mike Kelch is going to do, I believe, a somewhat abbreviated version from what was done in the Finance Committee. Maybe he doesn't know it's abbreviated.
That's a cue. My long-windedness now.
Just saw the direction. If he didn't know before now, he knows now that it's
right. This is going to be a somewhat abbreviated version.
But this is our quarterly financial review for the second quarter budget, and I think